It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Solving conflict. That's what we do here. It's a little thing we call great... Nate Gerbert.
We'll get this side and that side. We'll get them straight. It's the Slacker Show's Great Mate Debate.
Two people enter, one comes out sort of...
Is that serious?
Victorious. I know, it's not quite that dark.
Okay.
What's going on today?
We have a lovely couple today. We have Anthony and Kim. They're debating what they should do for Thanksgiving.
Eat. All right.
Kim has an idea and Anthony's not on board.
Okay, Kim actually won the toss, so let's get it going with Kim. Kim?
Yeah, guys. Hello. Yeah. Hi.
What's your idea?
All right. So a little bit of a backstory. I was married for around 10 years and I got a divorce. But a holiday tradition has continued, which is I go to my ex-husband's families for Thanksgiving. Like they're my family at this point, which is, I mean, like that's normal. That's what happens, right? It's what happens, okay? And now I'm dating a guy named Anthony, obviously. This is what we're calling about.
So you're just dating Anthony right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think it's a great idea for him to come to my ex-husband's family's Thanksgiving with me. And he doesn't like that idea.
Okay, so when you go to this event, I need a little perspective. Your ex-husband is there as well?
Yeah, I mean, it's his family. So
okay.
Yeah.
And then has he moved on? Does he have somebody new?
No, he does not.
Okay. But you guys don't have kids together?
No.
Okay.
No, but his sister has kids and they're like my nieces and nephews, you know? It's 10 years we've been together.
Okay.
Kim, have you been in years past? Like how long has it been since you've been divorced? Have you done this before?
Yeah, we separated 2 years ago, and so okay. I've been going for 2 years.
And it's not uncomfortable. There's okay. No spark between you and your ex. You sit there and you just spend time with family, and
I mean, like it's not like it's obviously different than what it was, but you know, it's like we had a decent divorce, and it wasn't terrible. But we separated. It was mutually agreed upon, and. Yeah, it's not weird, but Anthony keeps telling me like it's the weirdest thing in the world and that he would rather, he just doesn't want
to
go.
It feels adjacent to one of the weirdest things in the world. I'm going to reserve my opinion here till we get his side. Anthony?
Yay.
Okay.
Thanks for having me on. It's great to be on, but you know, yeah, I definitely want to talk about this. Like I just feel kind of weird. You know, I've never met her ex-husband or his family, and frankly, I don't really want to spend Thanksgiving with them. And I feel like, you know, the only thing worse than both of us going is, you know, her going by herself. I don't feel comfortable about that. You know, she says this has been
Has that been offered? Has she said if you don't come, she's going to go without you, or?
Yeah, and I'm like, I don't like that. I mean, she says that they're, you know, adults now, it's completely over. It's just her. She just goes there to see his family and the nieces and nephews and stuff. But like, I don't know. I just think it's like weird. And I don't think I'm in the wrong. You know, I feel like it's just weird.
Well, Anthony, you're in a good spot because I feel the same way as you do. But I think I might be in the minority. Like my ex-wife's family would love to have me out. And they have other people who've divorced from their family. They they held the wedding for their ex-son-in-law. His next wedding, they held at their property in Brazil.
Really? Oh,
wow. I there are normal people. I don't know. I don't know who's normal. I don't know if you and me are normal, Anthony, for going, this is weird. Like when I'm done with a relationship, we're done. Like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
As is my relationship with your, it shouldn't be that way. Cause it's,
well, after a certain amount of time, I mean, like she said, they were married for 10 years. So this is, they've been doing this tradition. Like I have that in my family. We have people, aunts and uncles who are no longer together, but they still live together, but they're not married anymore. But then they still come to the family event. Cause it's like, yeah.
They stayed.
All right, keep in mind, Anthony and I both don't have like big extended families, so this is the closest thing that we're gonna have to like a real Thanksgiving.
Okay.
And Anthony says he doesn't want to help me cook for Thanksgiving, so like,
it's this or nothing for you.
Yeah.
Let me
cut the turkey. Okay.
Let me get people in here. 303-222-5423. Or text in at 51059. I think today we could take other ideas, but we're really focusing on, is this as abnormal as it feels to me and Anthony? Or is this just like, hey man, that's her family, even though they're divorced.
Mm-hmm. But think of all those years, all the memories they have, and now we're just keeping it going because that's our tradition now.
But I mean, at a certain point, listen, dude, I've been divorced twice. So then at a certain, if this was me, then I go to my parents' house for Thanksgiving and two sets of ex-wives are there with their new families.
Yeah, I see.
And like, where is the line to go like Kim, if you married Anthony, would you then stop going? Or
I don't know. I don't know, because obviously I didn't plan on getting a divorce. I didn't plan that. Life just happens sometimes and you have to take it one year at a time. And I, right now, at this point in my life, they are my family. And it's like, I don't know. I can't plan for the future.
Okay.
It
feels really foreign to me, but I think it's because I'm weird. Because I get it. Like people, there's news stories where people, like that guy got invited to a Thanksgiving on accident.
Yeah.
And showed up and now they still do it. Like
it's
10,
like 6
15
or 7,
years.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, whatever. Like, people just welcome others into their home. And if you have a family, it's like, I love these kids. I've known these kids. If it's been 10 years, I've known them since they were one and now they're 11. Like I should be able to see them on this day. But
we do hear a lot, the cliche about, oh, the holidays and family and you can't stand each other and a lot of arguing and stuff. But maybe there's an element of like, hey, it's the holidays. It's just, we're all together. We're not going to fight. We're all just having a meal. It's not that big a deal.
But dude,
come have a meal and go
pass the gravy. And the guy who hands it to you used to sleep with your wife.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and was married to her. I mean,
correct. That would be weird.
They were
for Anthony
love.
To be sitting there and Kim and her ex-husband are over in the corner cheersing each other with a glass of, like, see. Okay.
Kim, has your ex ever had a woman there, like with him, but in the other years you've been?
It's only been 2 years and no.
Okay.
So you'll be the first one bringing in an outsider. That's a great question. If he didn't break the thing with bringing, if he doesn't have anybody,
But also it sounds like, did he make a move or anything the other 2 years?
Oh no.
Okay.
No.
Sorry.
I wouldn't put Anthony in that situation if that were the case. It's not the case.
Okay. We're going to get a jury. So just, hang tight. We'll find you some help and figure out what you're doing for Turkey Day. I think I'm weird. I get it. It's the same thing as Friendsgiving. Like you could go to a Friendsgiving and it's like, if you're truly doing a Friendsgiving and like your friends and like you broke up and now he's dating her, it's like you could end up at a Friendsgiving with people you've slept with.
Yeah, I guess. And I'm with you. If I'm Anthony, I don't think I'd want to go. I'd want to start our own tradition. But it also sounds like, I mean, I'm like him too, or like, I'm not going to be much help in the kitchen. So what's my card to play?
You
like,
don't have one.
I don't have a new tradition
so
we can
go.
Start. Yeah.
But for me, I'm not going. But I would feel real weird with her gone. And then she comes home all tipsy and...
I wouldn't like that either. But I love the idea of it. I love the spirit of it, of just, hey, we're adults. We can move forward. But I don't know that it's
You're broken up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Kim wants to go to her ex-husband's Thanksgiving soiree. Anthony, her new boyfriend, says, no way. You decide what happens on Turkey Day. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We are in the middle of a Thanksgiving Turkey Day great mate debate. Kim has a Thanksgiving tradition. Mm-hmm. She goes to her husband's house for Thanksgiving.
Well, they're not married anymore.
Oh.
But they were married for a really long time.
Yes.
And that's kind of like her family now still. She feels like they're so close and they're mm-hmm. adults and can mm-hmm. move on.
But now she's dating somebody else and wants him to join at the ex-husband's parents' house. So we're letting you guys decide. Kim, Anthony, feel free to jump in with anybody you want. We actually have another Kim as our first jury member. Kim?
Yay.
Whose side are you on?
I'm on Anthony's.
Okay. What?
I was married for 12 years, got a divorce. I'm still extremely close with his family, even work with his mom. Oof. But when it comes to holidays, you have to break up with the holidays. That is time for his family and him, not for you to interfere with his time with his family.
Totally agree.
Wait, but that's my family too now. That's what I'm trying to say. Like,
they were your family. They can now be your close friends, but they were your family.
Now it's time for our own thing, babe. That's what I'm saying.
Exactly.
Okay.
Totally agree.
Thank you. Thank you for the call. But what if, I don't want to ask this yet, but like, then does she never get to see those people again?
Yeah.
Or can she just not go on a holiday?
No. And that, you know, I should have said that, like, I'm okay her having a relationship with them, still talking to them, you know, birthdays, giving them presents, you know, whatever. But like on a holiday, like this should be us. With our families, like this should be our thing now.
But
like,
you don't really
be, like,
have a fan.
Mm-hmm.
Let's keep going here. Alex?
Yay.
Whose side are you on?
I'm on Anthony's side, 100%.
Okay, why?
Thank you.
Well, typically, if a couple of reasons. I feel like she's not respecting Anthony's feelings, if you will. If he feels uncomfortable being around someone who she's, I guess, had intimate relations with, relationship of prior life. I mean, that's awkward. Mm-hmm. Not only to mention, he's an outsider too. So now he's got to contend with everybody that knows her history, her memories, like everything. It's weird. And so
it's not like weird.
Slacker, it's like Slacker had said, you know, once your relationship, it's over. I mean, these guys had a divorce that went well. So like someone said, she comes home tipsy or has a couple drinks and they reminisce of some memories. Who knows what'll happen? You know, it's very strange. And if she's not willing to respect that and start a new tradition, then she should probably stay single.
Kim, you wanted to retort?
Yeah, I do. I think that is like, I feel like Anthony's also not respecting my feelings because I don't have a family. This is my family. So now what you're asking me to do is just
It was your family. It was your family. It's not anymore.
I get it. We got a divorce. Thank you so much. And I don't have a family. I get it. But that is what gives me comfort at the end of the day when it's a holiday. Like, I don't, like, yeah, okay, what is the other option? Me and Anthony just sitting in our own kitchen when he's not going to cook anything? Like, is that what the plan is?
No, nobody's suggesting a prison sentence, but it's just...
Yeah, we could figure out something to do. I just feel like it's so awkward to go over there, babe. Like, I mean, I don't even know those people. Like, you're bringing your new boyfriend to your ex-husband's house. Like, that's just weird.
Okay, let's...
And, like, I just don't know.
Let's take a couple more and see if a pattern is developing. Oh, boy.
Nahali.
Yes.
Whose side are you on?
I'm on Anthony's side. I just don't think that it's like a good way to start like any kind of relationship with somebody new, but that's just me. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
It's not just you. We're stacking up a lot of people who think exactly like you. Thank you. Let's get one more in here. Rich?
Yay.
Whose side are you on?
I'm on Anthony's side. I feel like, he is her new family, and if they can't come to a compromise where he can go to the dinner and feel, you know, comfortable, that she needs to start a new tradition with Anthony.
And that new tradition is eating Arby's because they have the meats.
What is the tradition? Riddle me that. Like, what is it?
We could be. You need to start a new Thanksgiving. If he is your new future and your new family, you need to start something with him.
I agree. Thank you.
Thank you, Rich.
We did get a couple of texts that said they were on Kim's side. They're saying that's her family now, and sometimes family is a little not as traditional as you might
think. I forget, T-Hack, is the jury texters, or is it the people on the... What are we...
It's the callers. Okay. Yeah.
I mean, we do take the text, but I mean, are the bulk of the texters also on Anthony's side?
Yeah, yeah. Yep, I had to search for some to be on Kim's side.
Okay, if that's the case, then I'm going to admit defeat. Okay, fine. Then I think that Anthony needs to put some work in to cultivate some sort of Thanksgiving magic. I feel like it's literally me giving up something, and he's not putting in any effort. So, like, he told me straight up he's not going to be cooking. So, like, why don't you put some effort in, and then we can create a tradition? Because right now that tradition looks like sitting and doing nothing.
Look, I was kind of joking about not helping. I will help. I just don't know how to cook that much. But you can teach me. I think it'd be really cool. Okay. Let's cook together.
As someone who can't cook, this is where it goes downhill fast, Anthony.
So. Guys, have a happy Thanksgiving.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Time for another rousing round. News. No.
News. News.
No. No.
News.
No.
News.
No.
Our only real hope is to decide. This is news or nope.
I don't even know why we still call it this, because almost nothing is a nope, but it's still called that, so.
Good evening. Welcome to the program. Big news.
I thought we agreed.
You said I could do it on the first one.
Damn it. Okay.
Big news out of People Magazine. We have a new sexiest man alive for 2024.
Thank you. I didn't want you to bring this up, but yeah, I mean, I was as shocked as anyone when they didn't call.
Yeah. Despite all of our efforts, I've been petitioning People Magazine.
Yeah. Saying this guy's got a face for radio. Yeah. Who is it?
John Krasinski. Jim from The Office.
No, I know who it is. You don't have to mansplain. Okay.
He's not Jack Reach. Who's the other?
He's Jack Ryan.
Jack Ryan.
And he got ripped for some Navy SEAL movie he did. And then he stayed ripped as Jack Ryan. He's definitely sexy. I think they get it right sometimes. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just think there's... Is he really the sexiest man alive? Like,
no.
There's always so much debate when this happens, and this is weird for you and me to be having this debate because we're
mm-hmm. And neither of us were nominated.
Right.
So.
But like, I have never agreed more than when Paul Rudd won.
Really?
I just think because he embodies, like, so often it's just about physical beauty, you know? So it's like, Did Thor win it? One of the Hemsworth kids win it one time. I know George Clooney's won it.
Yeah,
I know.
Chris Evans. Okay. Idris Elba, that's a good one.
I mean, Idris is just gorgeous, and his accent, amazing.
Oh, yeah.
But like, Krasinski and Rudd are sort of the whole package, because they're also very funny. It leaves hope mm-hmm. for guys like me who can go like, hey man, if I just get a good facial routine.
Yeah.
I got the funny thing down.
If I worked out a little, if I
did a sit up every quarter, like, I don't know.
Yeah. Last year was Patrick Dempsey. That's pretty good.
He's just God. He's the J-Lo of men. He
just keeps getting better.
Reverse aged mm-hmm. and somehow just gotten more.
Hair
and more.
Is somehow thicker and
yes,
just,
and just,
so,
just lays right.
Yeah.
And just, yeah.
I'm okay with Jim from The Office. I don't know.
He would have never won as Jim.
No,
he just,
I don't think
he
so.
He wasn't. It's not that he wasn't ripped. He just wasn't sexy. He was just like, he only had the funny side. He's me right now. So I just think if I get a real good personal trainer,
mm-hmm.
I'm literally a gym membership away.
That's what the people from People were saying
when
I was petitioning. Yeah,
it's like if you just work out. Yeah.
There's a few other things they listed, but
okay. Good evening. Following a breaking news story out of London, Erin, our esteemed co-host, she's done.
What?
She's out.
What? What do you mean?
It's breaking news. Erin is in London, and she's done. She's out. I love leaving that dramatic pause in there. As a show, I don't remember what we're calling it, but we're doing the thing where if you hear All I Want for Christmas from Mariah Carey, you are disqualified from it. We have to try to be the final person. Or what's the Wham one?
Last Christmas. Yeah, Last Whamageddon.
She sent a text message recently to the group, and it was called Whamageddon. The video was, and I refused to click on it.
I did too.
You don't know what the video is?
No.
I'm not going to watch the video because if the song's on there, then we're out.
I assume it was the song playing because she said something like, I'm out.
Well, she said
Whamageddon.
Yes, she said Whamageddon. So I did not click on her video. Just got a text from her that she is out. She has heard the song All I Want for Christmas in London. So if you're playing along, there's one less contestant in the... What's that one called?
The All I Want for Christmas? I don't know.
But the Whamageddon makes sense, but what's the contest called when you're playing with your friends? You try to go as far into the Christmas season as you possibly can without hearing the song All I Want for Christmas. Anyway, Erin is out of the contest.
Okay. I'm just seeing Whamageddon. I don't know. Well, I don't know if the other one has a cute name or not.
All right.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Very exciting news today, as it is Family PJ Day. Now, did you ever do the matching PJs with your family?
I'm going to tell you this, my fine feathered friend.
Mm-hmm.
I did not, but not with my family that birthed me. But it is 100% a tradition. See, this is one of those things. Mm. I was cool before cool was cool. We did ugly sweater Christmas parties when ugly sweaters were hard to find. Now, you roll into Walmart, King Supers, they've got ugly sweaters right there.
I'm with you on this. That shouldn't count. You have to go to a thrift store. Your grandma has to knit it. It has to be a real deal.
It has to be some ugly, ugly crocheted, not manufactured by Walmart with like whatever.
Right. I agree.
Okay. Same thing with matching PJs. And let me tell you how hard that used to be to pull off matching PJs.
I bet.
You would have to start early in November driving to stores and finding the right sizes of basically, in my family with my ex-wife and two kids, we would basically get green or red plaid and then sort of a green or red long sleeve kind of baggy shirt. Now, I just bought Grinch, green and or red bottoms and then Grinch shirts from the King Supers in Commerce City.
Oh, King Supers, really?
Yes, my King Supers has clothes.
Well, mine does too. I didn't know they were doing the match.
Oh, yeah.
Old Navy's really good with it, and they like everything's labeled of like, this also matches adults. And,
yes.
And all that. It's way easier to do it now, and it is my guilty pleasure. It's the most basic thing I do in my life, and I love it.
Sitting in your living room with everybody with the fleece pants on, and like, I know you're not a coffee guy, but you got your coffee cup and the kids are just running around.
I'll do a hot cocoa.
But you're rubbing your wife's leg in her soft fleece and she's got her hand on your leg and you're just like, I don't know.
It's good. I like it. It is the one time, literally the only time of the year that I wear pajamas, period.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I never wear anything to sleep.
Huh.
So it's the one time.
Okay. I don't really want a picture that, but I will say, I bought a stack of varying sizes of the matching PJs. So just in case a lady friend happens to come over.
Oh, okay. Oh,
just pick out a pair of PJs and we can match. Finally from me. Oh, I'm sorry. Good evening. In addition to it being National Family PJ Day, it is National Pickle Day. Oh my God, I forget. You're not one of us?
I'm out on the pickles. Here's the thing, though. I have been meaning to
I've
been meaning to confess this to you because I went to In-N-Out recently and they have the spread and it's a little pickly.
It has pickles in it.
And I like it. But I don't like the actual pickles. But I like the spread. So maybe I need to try pickles again.
Today's your day. We are going to walk out of here. We're going to go over to the Griff.
Okay.
We're going to have two shots of tequila.
Okay.
With a pickle back.
Is that just pickle juice?
They just
that
you pour pickle juice. If you wince from a shot of tequila, let me tell you right now, all you fools who need training wheels in the salt and lime department, you're dumb. First, just get good tequila. But on National Pickle Day, I encourage you to drink a shot of pickle juice. You're never going to be the same. It changes everything. It's salty, it's briny, and it will take the worst alcohol in the world and make it delicious.
Really? I remember I had a cousin who used to, he'd get the big jars of pickles and then he would just drink the, he wouldn't even eat the pickles, just drink the juice.
And then throw away the pickles.
So he was a heavy drinker, I guess. He was like 13.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Tiak is questioning his marriage right now. He's asking these questions. I don't even know where this is coming from. But like, you're asking if Aaron, who happens to be out right now, is your work wife.
Yeah, I've heard this term a lot, like, oh, the work wife, the work husband. And I've seen like some skits about it where people laugh. There's one skit that I saw where they actually got married to the work wife.
Okay.
And then they told the real wife, she's like, what's going on? Like, what's my work wife? What do you think I meant? But I just don't understand what makes somebody your work wife. Like, Aaron and I are coworkers. We work very closely. Obviously, we're on the show. We sit next to each other.
Yeah.
But I don't know that she's my
Wouldn't she be my work wife? So does that make Aaron like a polygamist?
I guess. I don't know. What takes it to the next step?
Or are you my work wife?
Is
Who
that
works
a thing?
Closer together on this show? Or are we kind of all three the same amount of...
We're all three close, and then when we kind of split up, me and Aaron have the little rooms that we do some stuff, so then we get close, but then you and I get... We pair off
Hold
in
on.
Different
so
ways.
I'm not anybody... So I'm alone. I'm alone in my personal life, and I'm alone on the show. Is that what you're saying?
No, I said...
Is that why the show had to be named The Slacker Show? Because I'm just a loner? I'm like... I don't know how to answer your question, but I can tell you, I know people who take it too far.
With the work wife or work spouse, I guess.
Yes. Because then, don't you think, what do you think infidelity is? This is a really strange question. I don't know if this is what you wanted to do when you brought up work wives, but like, I don't think infidelity has to involve your PP and her hoo-ha.
I agree. Yeah. I think if it's something... Once you're like hiding something, I think that's the beginning of it.
But even if you're not hiding it, because like you said, so many people go, oh, that's just my work wife. And you get a text in the middle of the day. And I mean, like I have friends who literally, it's their best friend is their coworker. Like their best friend.
Oh.
And I find that so strange. And at a certain
you
point, you're in the club okay, of friends. Right. Relax, but like, it starts to cross the line. The ones I'm talking about, they're kind of same sex, and they're not attracted to the same sex, so it works out. But when you start to, if you're sharing more with your work wife than you share with your actual wife, you're already being unfaithful, in my opinion. And that could be listen. And I'm a person who has cheated in relationships. So I'm not coming at it from some self-righteous place, but you know when you're starting to cross a line.
Yeah, that's what I kind of mean. Once you start going, oh, I hope my significant other doesn't find out about this because that'd be an awkward conversation. It's like, well, then maybe stop that behavior or change it.
Do you think AHAC would be uncomfortable with the way you and Aaron are? Because I don't think she would.
No, no. And Aaron's been at our house. Aaron slept in our bed. Aaron's all the time. She's dog sitting.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
We want to hear, we're kind of torn on what to call this. It's sort of when you got busted, but you can't get busted unless you were
breaking the law, breaking the law, breaking the law, breaking the law.
So yeah, what'd you do? What's the biggest? It can be a crime. Crime, misdemeanor. Just like, what's the big thing you did? But and you kind of got to get caught for it. And if you got caught stupid, I mean, I guess if you didn't get caught, we'll give you some points for like, yes, I once, because I've done a lot of illegal things that I've never been caught for.
Oh, okay. So we're not talking about those?
I stole a lot of money at one point in my life. A lot.
That's good.
A lot.
Okay. All right.
A lot. Here's what got us inspired to talk about busted or breaking the law. There has been some major bear activity in California. And as you know, bears now they're just almost so domesticated. Like they know how to open doors of houses.
It is, yeah, they get up on their hind legs and they're just walking around.
And they just go in and they're like, there's food. I know these big rectangular buildings, there's food inside, especially if I can open that rectangular box inside. That yeah. just has, that's where all their meat is and that's where all yeah. their stuff is.
They're working the microwaves now.
100%. Hot pocket. So people started having claims on their cars because if you leave any food in your car.
Oh, geez.
They can open your car door. Mm-hmm. Probably can't do a Tesla because you got to push in. That's why you need a Tesla. Bear proof.
They can just rip the door off, can't they? It's a bear.
Kind of. So all these people started making claims of bears breaking into their cars and then just thrashing the interior. Because especially if the bear gets trapped inside your car, they're mad they can't get out and they're just like, argh. So the insurance companies have paid out hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars in damaged cars. Well, they started watching the videos from the bear attacks and they showed the videos to like wildlife experts and they're like, that's a person in a bear suit wearing those weird claws that you use to shred barbecue.
No way.
Swear. Because they're like, they walk too upright.
I see.
They didn't have a big enough booty. So they got
like,
busted.
That was on his phone.
Dude, this is hundreds of thousands of dollars. That's like felony. Like they're going to jail.
So it's insurance fraud.
It's insurance fraud. Breaking the law.
Breaking the law.
I've done it. I mean, I've done insurance fraud. I'm not proud of it.
Mm, you're a little proud.
No, I never did it for myself.
Okay. What is that? What is it? Tell more.
I don't know if I should. Okay. Back in high school, my father had tools that most people didn't have.
You built
my father
houses.
Built houses. Yeah. So if you had a car that you really needed a fresh coat of paint on, mm-hmm. and there was recently a hailstorm, my father had the perfect sizes of ball peen hammers with a terry cloth towel that I could make your vehicle look like it had sustained.
Okay. All right. Were you wearing the bear suit while
no,
you did it too?
I was not wearing. I dressed as a hail ball. Roar! It's hail damage. I wore a suit that said hail on it. So it was like, it really is hail damage. Because okay. hail damaged.
That's cute.
My car. But I didn't get caught until now.
Don't lock me up forever.
Look, the people are here. I never did it to my own car. I really didn't.
That's so you're a good friend. You're helping out.
And a lot of times I didn't even do the damage. I would just let them borrow my father's tools.
Okay. Because then you're like, hammer. I don't know what you're going to use it for.
Yeah.
But here's how you do this. Here's,
if you were to do it with this terry cloth towel and then you flip the book because it's got two different sizes so you can hit this way. So because if they're all uniform, it looks bad.
Mm.
Hail comes in different shapes and sizes.
It does.
Okay. Do you think I'm going to get arrested?
No. No, right. You're fine.
So we want to hear, I've sort of already admitted something, so I don't think you've done any crimes, but we're going to find out in a second.
Mm.
If you've been busted or if you've broken the law,
broken the law,
breaking, we want to hear your story. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
I have broken the law.
Okay.
So the time I got caught doing it was in college. There was this new like service out there where they would send you deals. So it's like, hey, use this promo code at this restaurant.
Okay.
And you get a free pizza or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And the internet was still, it wasn't new, but like the kids were way more savvy than what the adults were like putting it out over the internet. Okay. And so you just realized all you needed to do was just enter a new email address and then you would keep getting these free codes.
Sweet.
And when you're a poor college kid, it's like free pizza.
Let's go.
Yeah, every night. And then we realized, oh, it doesn't even need to be a real fake address. So you just put it literally, just hit the keyboard a bunch and then it'll
and
work.
Put at hit the keyboard.
Exactly.
Dot and then com.
It'll work. So we were doing this and we were eating at one place in particular every single night. It was called Pizza Pit.
Yeah, you can't do that.
And we did it all the time. Every night, free
pizza.
They
eventually catch on to that.
One time I went in and I was the one, the sacrificial lamb, so to speak. So, and the pizza place didn't care because they were getting reimbursed by this company.
Right.
So they're like, hey, whatever.
Yeah.
You're coming in.
This kid's got a coupon code. We're going to honor it.
So I went in and the guy goes, I hate to do this. You're some of our best customers. But the coupon company called us. The police are on their way. And they want to look into this. And I'm going, what?
Well, when's so my, you had to run?
When's my pizza done? No, the cops pulled up. Three of them. Three cop cars pulled up to this pizza place. I'm the only one in it. It's like a to-go counter, basically. I'm the only one standing there.
Oh, my God.
They're like, you know, we've got him. And I look like the pizza
Did
criminal.
You get in trouble?
So, yeah, they go, I had to get on the phone with the coupon company. I had to promise to never do it again. And the cops were in a weird spot because they're like, what are we going to haul him away? But we have to kind of put the fear in this kid that he's, and I, the best part was that, or worst part was the pizza owner, the look of sadness on his face because he knew we were never coming back.
Yeah, never. Did you and get that last pizza or no?
I did. And I paid full price and I never went back to Pizza Pit because he wouldn't let me use the coupon one last time.
They should have one last time. It's their glitch. It's their problem.
I agree. I'm smarter than you. That's not my fault.
All right. So there's another story in here that reminded me of something that happened to me. Somebody in it, they stole a bunch of clothes from somebody, or they didn't steal a bunch of clothes. I think they just stole kind of a couple things. But one of the things they stole was clearly this striped shirt that was very unique.
Okay.
And the owner of the shirt, then like a couple days later, saw their shirt on the street, alerted the cops, and the person got busted for breaking the law.
For wearing the same shirt.
And I'm going to tell you this, the exact same thing happened to me.
What?
Back in the day,
what?
I lived in an apartment, 85th and Pecos. All you people in, what's the name of that part of town? Highland Park or something? I don't remember. Know exactly what park it, like apartment I was in. Had like laundry facilities. I had all my laundry in there and you just go back to your apartment and let the dryer run.
Okay.
I came back. My clothes were gone.
Gone. Not even just out.
Gone. No, they stole my clothes.
Okay.
I'm like, okay, it is what it is. Then a few days later, I see somebody in the apartment complex wearing one of my shirts.
No.
So I go up and bust them and I go, that's my shirt. And they're like, there's no way you could know that. And I'm like, here's the thing. It was my band's shirt. It was an intense concert shirt with my face on it.
Oh.
And I'm like,
wow.
I'm like, that's my shirt. He's like, no, it's not. I'm like, pointing on his chest, that's me. Have you seen my band? No. Then that's my shirt.
Oh my gosh.
So I got him busted.
Okay.
He got evicted. He actually got evicted.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah,
good.
I went to the people. I'm like, this guy right here
good.
Is stealing laundry.
Yeah, you took the shirt off his back.
He took the shirt off of my back.
First.
From
yeah.
the dryer. All right, if you...
He's like, I've been getting laid like crazy in this shirt.
I did. Because I'm like, this is me. I'm on the shirt.
Yeah.
All right, if you're breaking the law, we want to hear your story. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I love this. We should have said this earlier, but like we have VD.
Oh yeah. Voice disguiser.
So like if you're afraid of saying you were breaking the law, we can disguise you up a little bit if you need it. Grace.
Yay.
Breaking the law. What'd you do?
Yeah, so I lied about being a student and got the student discount for an international airline ticket, and it was a good amount off, like $400, $500 off.
What?
And yeah, and at 1 a.m. in the morning, because my flight was delayed, 1 a.m. in the morning at the ticket counter, they asked for a student ID, and obviously I didn't have one.
Oh, no.
So if the flight hadn't been delayed, you would have just got on, you would have been fine.
No, I think I would have had to produce an ID anyway, but it was 1 a.m. and I was really tired and I had to put on the show of, oh, I forgot my ID.
Oh, Oh, no.
And then what did they do? Just charge you the extra?
No, I actually ended up going through. It was 20 minutes of standing there in shame, acting like I was trying to find any sort of proof that I was a student. And and they couldn't get in touch with their ticketing department to recharge me for the full price. So I got through.
Oh, my God. But you had to just sit there and you're like, were you old? I mean, did you look like a student?
I mean, I'm in my 20s. I think I could pass for a student.
Oh, my God.
Aren't we all lifetime learners? What is a student, really? I mean,
oh, we're all learners of life.
Did you really think they weren't going to ask for your ID, Grace?
I mean, they asked me for my ID. I didn't have it. And the poor lady was like, can you just show us any proof? Do you have, like...
Just even a CU sweatshirt. Like just have a pom-pom from the university. Oh, my God, yeah, Grace. So you. That's
20 minutes of standing there in shame.
That's worth it. I'll take 20 minutes of shame for $500. Thank you for the call, Grace. Alex?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Breaking the law. What'd you do?
Well, back in college, me and a bunch of my roommates in our dorm wanted fake IDs.
Hmm.
And so we were sent this website to go on and email communicate with this guy from China, pulled a bunch of our money together. I had to go into a Western Union inside a Piggly Wiggly, wire it to a place in China I couldn't even pronounce. And 2 weeks later, we get a box full of jewelry. And we had to cut through the silk in the bottom of the jewelry boxes to get the fake IDs out.
But they really did send you fake IDs?
They did, yeah. They're in, like, little necklace, like, cheap necklace jewelry boxes, like, individually, and you had to cut through the silk in the bottom, and the IDs were, like, in,
oh, that's
the,
so gangster.
In the jewelry box packaging.
Did you use fake names or your real names?
We used our real names, and the kicker is, 2 weeks later, I got mine taken away at a gas station trying to buy beer, so I waited till someone else was working. I went in, I pretended to be my own sister, and I got it back.
Okay.
It's too confusing. Who am I?
Oh, I love it. Thank you for the admission there, Alex. Jay?
Yai.
Yai. Breaking the law.
So me and my friends were at our baseball park, and we were smoking a little bit, and one of my friends is very paranoid about cops and stuff, and we saw a car just rolling down the street, and a cop, and it turned on our street. Like, oh, crap. And it turned dead. It was unfortunately a cop, and he rolled up, turned on his lights, came up to us with a flashlight, and busted us for smoking.
Were you smoking cigarettes or something else?
We were smoking weed.
Mm. You're supposed to say meat. Anything with that.
You're busted.
Mm.
Yeah, and it was weird. We think one of them was, like, Russian, too. He had, like, a weird accent. One of them was playing good cop, bad cop. It was a whole thing.
Here's the deal, man. Take it from former high school people, T-Yak and myself.
Mm.
See cops, run. Like, every high school party I was ever at, mm-hmm. I just looked around and I'm like, I just got to be faster than three of the guys here.
Yeah. That's how he knew you were stoned. Yes. He's like, they're not even running.
Exactly. They're chilling. Oh, yeah. They're indica right now. We got them. Sophia.
Yai.
Yai. Breaking the law. What'd you do?
Basically, when I was like 13 with my friend, there's this apartment right next to my house and they have a pool and we're like, let's go sneak in. So we did. We have her mom dropped us off there, and this guy was like staring at us. So what is? We get in the pool, we're having a time, and then the apartment manager comes out and she's like, walks up to us. She goes, "Do you guys live here?" And I'm like, "Yeah, we live here." And then she was like, "What apartment do you live in?" And I was like, "Oh, I live in 4C." And she's like, "Wrong!" And she busted me out of the pool. Everyone in the pool was laughing at us. We walked out. Then she made me, because I like live right next to this place. She walked me back to my house. It was so embarrassing. And she's like, you're lucky I'm not calling the cops. And
is 4C like, even an apartment at that place? Because, like, no, our numbers are like, you just.
It's not.
You made up a number.
I made it up on the spot.
Oh, my God.
The lady's like, that's where I live. I haven't seen you there.
Oh, my God. Jeff?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. What's your breaking the law?
And well, every time we go to the family night at Avalanche games, we always print out those extra sheets for free pizza and free drinks. And we break free like 15 of them with us, and we just go to concession stands, and keeping free pizzas and drinks.
That's a real thing.
Yeah. Every time we go there, they give us a piece of paper that says we get four pops and four hamburgers or pizzas, and we just before we go, we make like a whole bunch of copies of them, and we just go around the concession stands all night long and getting free food off of them.
All right, we got to go. TX heading to the Avs game.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9. You are more traveled than I am. I mean, we could put our passports on the table. I'd have to go get one in order
you
to do that.
You don't have a passport?
No, I don't. It's on my list of things to do because my wife really wants to go to Puerto Rico sometime.
Do you need one for Puerto Rico? Isn't that...
Actually, I don't know. Yeah, I'm fine. We'll figure
it out.
You
should still get one.
I should just have one. I'm old enough now that I need to just get one.
Can't tell you what's so cute. You got to get passports for your kids.
Oh.
Because for the longest time, like Mia's passport was like this baby picture.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, because we had to have it to like go to Brazil. And you're just walking around. It's like we're going through an airport with a person and the picture is of an infant. But it's...
That's cute. Isn't it if you get them a passport like me with... little to no intention of traveling outside of the United States. Isn't that kind of a dud of a gift? You know, is it more embarrassing to just have the blank passport?
It's not a gift. Okay. You should just have it in case something came up. Like if you had to,
the country.
Yes. I don't know. In your life, it's probably not just going to come
up. I'd probably want a fake name at that point anyways.
You're not Jason Bourne, but I'm just saying like, I'm trying to think of what could come up, but like, just what if out of nowhere, Alice was like, our radio station was like, oh my God, One Republic is playing at the Eiffel Tower and we're sending listeners and you get to go with the Slacker Show. And it's like, oh my God, but it's 3 weeks from now. You're screwed, dude. You don't
I
get
would
to
be,
go.
Yeah, you're right.
You
I
can't
haven't thought
come
of that.
With us. There's not time for you to get a passport.
Like, because it takes a long, long time, right?
Yes.
Like months.
Even when you like pay for expedited, like passport things, I think it's like still like 4 or 5 weeks.
Yikes! Okay, all right, I'll get on it. I need to get one.
I know. I have no idea what you were trying.
How does it work?
About?
I don't even know how it. Will you sign the inside of it? Have a good summer.
I don't. It's not a yearbook. Why are we talking about passports?
Well, there's this thing called tourist syndrome that a lot of people, a majority of people say they have. And I wanted to know if you ever feel like you have tourist syndrome.
Tourist syndrome.
Yeah, when you're traveling.
Okay, what is it? What is
well,
it mean?
Tourist syndrome, they say it's when you do something out of character while you're traveling.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Really? Like this, 100%. This, like what? What comes to mind?
Everything. Like, do you walk around your house naked?
No. Not since the children have been
right.
born.
And I don't either. But when I walk into a hotel room, like I'm naked 3 steps into a hotel room. As the door is swinging, I have no clothes on.
Sir, this is the lobby.
Right? Dude. And I'll sit on every weird surface with my naked butt.
So, do you think that counts as tourism? This says says nearly half of travelers have broken a law while they're on vacation that they wouldn't normally have at home, but they just feel like I'm out here.
Have you ever gone on vacation? You don't think you do this at all?
I don't know. I don't think I've broken laws. I feel like I tighten it up. I lock it in even more when I'm on a trip.
Have you ever rented a car?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And you treat that car like it's your car?
Kinda.
Oh my God, dude.
Kinda.
What is the point?
You I don't want to get dinged. Don't they give you, they like charge you more
kinda,
if you mess it
but
up.
No, you're not going to do, but like, I'm going to see if I can get it on 2 wheels.
No.
Are you kidding me?
I'm a bad enough driver as it is.
Oh my God. The second I, like, as I drive out of the rental car facility, I get far enough away that they can't hear me. I do the Ferris Bueller thing.
Okay.
And then as soon as I'm out of earshot, I wind that car up. Like,
really?
It's just what you do. Like, yes. And I will double park. Like, I've been in New York and you're just like, I need to run into this place and pick up a pizza. Like we ordered a pizza. We were staying like on Central Park at the Viceroy and there was a pizza place around the corner. So I like drove and I just kept trying to like park, couldn't find any place to park. I just abandoned the vehicle. I was just like, I don't care. What are you going to do? I was only in there for like 3 minutes, ran in, grabbed my pizza, walked back out. Like, but what I would never do that here. Never.
I would be too terrified that then they would, the car would get towed, then I'd have to figure that
out.
They
can't get a tow truck there in 3 minutes, man. Just, like, all bets are off.
But I feel, I'm too nervous. I'm in a city I don't know. I don't know that it's going to be 3 minutes. Where I'd feel more comfortable at home because I know the restaurant. I've been here before. I know the service. Where I'm just, if I'm in New York, I'm like, I have no idea where I am or how long it's going to take. I feel more anxious.
Would you sleep with, you can't answer this question. Hmm. But like, aren't you, like, please text in to 51059 what you do. That is, what's the words you call
it? Tourist syndrome.
Tourist syndrome. I'm telling you this. There are women listening right now. I know women in my life who are like, they would go sit at a bar at a hotel here and have their salad, have a glass of wine. A man approaches and they're like, thank you. No, whatever.
Yeah. Okay.
When they go to another city where they're never going to see that guy again, they are going to do horrifying things with that guy.
Really?
Because it's not you anymore. You are Jason Bourne. You can be whoever you want to be. Like, that's why what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Because you just go to Vegas, and Vegas is tourist syndrome. You're allowed to come here, and like, we're going to hand you trading cards for prostitutes. And you're like, would I ever? No, I want to be on the record of saying I've never done that.
Yeah, do you trade them? How does it work?
No, but I've been with friends who do buy that.
Okay.
I do just want to let you know that the card you get and who shows up is not the same thing.
Yeah.
You're just like, am I calling Tangerine? And it's not Tangerine. Tangerine doesn't show up.
I see.
It's her weird cousin, like Tangelo.
Okay.
It's like, it's not as good. But you would never do that in Colorado.
Right. Well, and that, I think you're nailing it. This story says that they say that vacation and this tourist syndrome, it's a time where you can behave differently.
Yes.
Where no one knows you.
Correct.
That's a whole thing. But I've never thought of that. I used to have contacts. I'd be so nervous about making sure I had all my contact solution and my glasses, and I need my wife to keep my glasses clean. And
I don't do any drugs, but if I were out of this town and somebody just threw a pile of something in front of me.
Okay.
You wouldn't dive headfirst into it?
No, I don't think so.
Why not?
I don't know. I've never thought about acting that different. Maybe I need to just go more places. Maybe I'll just...
Yes.
I guess Idaho Springs isn't far enough away.
So we're going to Paris with One Republic.
Okay.
Somebody gets TX seat as long as you can go through a pile of... Never mind.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're getting a lot of people very curious about what's happening right now.
Because
There's been some estrogen missing from the show.
I'm trying my best.
I have ramped up my estrogen production, but it's not enough. Erin has gone away. She's gone.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to England.
Across the pond. Hello.
Sorry, I'm bad at talking and dialing. So I just wanted to see if we could call her.
Oh, check in.
Yeah.
On the telly.
This is, dude. Shut up. This is so bad. You think people can tell the number I just dialed?
I don't know. I hope not.
Okay. Well, I hope not. Anyway, her number is 720.
Hello. It is kind of loud here.
Oh. Erin, hello.
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 Yai.
Yai. Hey, Erin.
Yai.
It's T-Hack and Slacker, the people you used to work with. Remember us?
Yeah, no, I don't remember. Sorry.
Oh, my God. Well, we just miss you, and we miss the estrogen, so we just needed a little bit of your estrogen on the show real quick. That's cool.
I do miss you guys.
You do not. You're in London, you a-hole.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit. I miss you guys a little bit.
Have you been?
I like to hear more.
I know you're going to have stories for us like next week and stuff, but like, Is there anything you want to tell us right now? Have you? Because I think one of your goals in going over there was to find a British boy to marry.
Yeah, to find a London boy.
Yeah.
No luck yet.
No luck. Not even a temporary London boy?
It has been offered. I have matched with people on Raya who have offered, but I haven't taken them up.
Well, how are you going to... You gotta go for it.
Yeah. What, are you going to go for it?
It's scary. Should I go for it?
Yes. Because here's why, Aaron. That's the other thing, now that you're bringing that up. Raya just got back to me, and they canceled me again.
Oh, no.
They told me I'm on the wait list again. I can't get on Raya.
No.
But you can. And you
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
I don't think you are sorry at all.
You're right.
All right. Can you tell us a couple touristy things you've done at least?
Yeah, so I'm actually right now on the tube.
Oh, mind the gap.
Yeah, a pro at it. I'm a pro at it now.
Okay.
We did like a lot of the hop on hop bus stuff, went to Big Ben. I found out that I have a family member potentially buried at Westminster Abbey.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. Don't know who it is, though.
All right, so here's the real reason we're calling.
Gulp. Mm-hmm. I knew you guys didn't actually care.
Oh my God, that's so not true. We 100% do care. So we're getting a ton of complaints this week on the text line because you're not here. Because they're just like, they miss your laugh, and they miss a little bit of the female perspective, and they blah, 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 blah. So, and I do think I'm taking up the gap. I think I'm more feminine than you are, and not more than Aaron, but more than you.
Probably.
But, okay, so Aaron, can we have one of your friends, like... Can we have Melina or Rachel, or can we have somebody we know? Can we bring women or a woman or somebody in to the show, not replacing you, but just for like one day, just to like...
I would love that.
You would? Do you,
yeah.
We can just... Yeah, okay. We can bring... Okay.
Just to fill in.
Yeah.
Not a replace at
all. I'll make a group chat.
On the telly.
Well, I mean, we could even just bring in randos.
Oh, sure.
No, I mean, we could have a revolving door of women just stepping in for a break or two. I don't know. Or we could pick one.
We've been trying to set that up our whole lives.
That's Raya. Stop turning me down. I need the revolving. Okay. So we just wanted to check with you because here's what's going to happen. If we have a girl in here tomorrow, people are going to be like, I can't believe you replaced Aaron. And we just need verbal confirmation that you would be okay if somebody else were in here just for the day.
No, I mean, as the texter said, you guys need help.
And oh my God, shut up.
I'm a little busy.
Okay.
So for sure.
All
that's
right.
Totally fine.
So then two things are going to happen.
Will you confirm that you are coming back at some point?
Yes. Are you coming back?
That I cannot do.
Oh my God. No, then do not sleep with a Raya London boy, and we'll see you. You are in London, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know how stupid I am? I think London and Paris are the same thing.
Oh.
They're not even similar.
I get it. I've just never been. Okay, so we're confirming that you're good. We're confirming that you'll be back on Monday, and that we can have a stranger in here tomorrow.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, perfect. Cool. We love you. We miss you.
Love you. I'll see you guys soon.
Okay. Bye. All right. So then if we're going to do that, how do we?
I don't know. Do you have a revolving door?
I don't have a revolving door. Like in my head, I thought about, because her friends, Melina and Rachel, are dope and we could bring them in, but they've never done radio. But we don't have to have somebody who's done radio.
Yeah. No. Yeah. You're close with them. Maybe.
So occasionally I talk to Tom Green from 9 News.
Ooh, wow. I don't know.
He's so funny.
I'm the one with the good hair on the show.
No,
we can't let Tom
you
in
are,
here.
But he would give you a... So I thought about it. Like, our boss was like, maybe we should bring celebrities in to like all week long. And then we didn't do it. But I love Tom Green. He's one of the funniest people. Like, he doesn't get to be that funny on the news.
Yeah, he's awesome.
But he can't be the next level Tom when he's doing good evening, right? He just can't.
Uh-huh.
But also, that doesn't solve our problem. That doesn't solve our estrogen issue.
Oh,
it'd be just another dude in here.
It would, yeah. With more manly than we are.
Right. But then there's women in the building here, like Tasha McKeough from KS107.5.
Mm-hmm.
We could bring her in.
Okay.
But like, I don't know what management would do with that.
She's on in the afternoons too.
So she could just run over and hang out with us and then run back, and like, we could be in the middle of doing something and then she could run over. This is a one day idea.
Okay. Okay.
So here's what I think we should do. We're gonna put the feelers out. Don't just suggest yourself, but text in right now to 51059. If there's somebody you'd like to hear come on the show one day only in place of Aaron.
Okay. Yeah.
51059. In my opinion.
Not in place of me. I'll be here. All right.
Yeah. Also, if you want to replace TX, no. you could put in other names. I think it'll be fun for one day because tomorrow's Friday.
Yeah.
We're just going to screw around anyway. So
let's see what happens. I like that.
All right.
Who we're going to get? Let us know.
They should be considerably more feminine than Tiak and I.
Mm-hmm.
So text your candidates to 51059.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 1059.
This may come as a shock to you, but I think I might be, what's the word? An elitist?
Wow, sir. Like, your monocle almost fell off.
I'm like, I feel, there's a story out that says consumers are hyper aware of shrinkflation.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm not. And I am very much a consumer.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe... this is where I feel elitist. Maybe I just don't consume the things that are shrinking. I don't know. Mm. Tell me what's shrinking. Like, people, like, I've heard my son complain about chips
getting small, less and less in the bag, or the bag is
the
getting smaller.
The bag is smaller, and or when you the bag is so much air now. It's
The bag of chips definitely is happening. Like, because we've gotten a few times at parties and stuff that we've had at the station, somebody will bring like three bags of chips. And they're way smaller, and then they print the price on the bag, and it's like $7.
It's ridiculous.
For a bag of chips. And it's like, this looks a little bigger than the snack one I used to bring to school. You know, it's not like...
That's so weird. Okay, you're right. I have... that. Now I remember. People were at my house, and I ran to grab chips. And if you have humans in your house, if you grab the party size, that is enough chips for 400 people to survive on for like 30, 40 years. It is this, it's so big. I grabbed it and it's like a regular size bag of chips now. Mm-hmm. The party size used to be feel Costco adjacent.
Yes, like ridiculous.
Huge.
There was normal and then party if you were actually having a party.
Yes.
Normal would be for your family or whatever.
Yes, now they make a family size and a party size. Party size was like a king size pillow. Like, and I'm not exaggerating.
Yeah, I remember
you
that too.
You could lay on that. I grabbed a party size bag and like could palm it.
Right.
And I'm not Dikembe Mutombo, man. My hands are not that big. And I'm like, what is that? So that's happening with everything?
It has. It happened just earlier this week. My wife and I got McDonald's and she always gets the filet of fish.
Hold on.
What?
I'm so sorry. Okay. I don't know why that tickles me so much. Say the whole thing again.
The other night, my wife and I got McDonald's. What? Put your top hat back on. Mr. Elitist.
I want everyone listening to know that I have placed T-Hack on a pedestal. As a person who has a pile of ex-wives and ex-girlfriends and whatever, your relationship is a life goal for me and for everyone.
Oh, wow. Like, thank you.
You've found your one. You guys are the yin to each other's yang.
Mm-hmm.
You finish each other's sandwiches. You're like...
I do that.
But like, it's great. I just... Your wife is perfect.
She is, yeah.
Is she South American? Would you call that? No, Puerto Rico's not South America. What do you call her? She's
Latina.
Latin?
Okay, yeah.
Latina. Okay. She can cook.
Absolutely, yeah. Both of dishes of all ethnicities.
Right. And she enjoys whole foods. And I don't mean the chain, but I mean like food that is whole.
Yes.
Like vegetables that have just been washed and she'll just put them in her head.
Yeah, she's got a garden, a vegetable garden.
There we go.
She grows from there, yeah. And some of her zucchinis got real big.
Real. A little intimidating
for
you?
A little bit, yeah. I'm like, get those out of the house. Don't need those laying around.
I don't know how you've stayed married. I don't know why. People must think I'm crazy right now. It just hits me in a really weird spot to picture this woman whom you believe the sun rises and sets as a result of.
Mm-hmm.
And you have the huevos to roll into the house, go with a bag, with a brown bag of McDonald's and go, eat up, honey. I supersized it. Like, what?
That's
a real thing. Is it a bonding thing for you guys?
Oh yeah, it's kind of a date night because we're just in this stage.
Date night.
We're in the stage where the kids go to bed so early, so we get them in bed, and then we can't leave or anything. So we just sometimes I gotta just go grab some food.
You could stop somewhere that has food. Food for your beautiful, perfect wife.
But what am I gonna eat? I get that. God. I don't know.
Who cares what you eat? You're the luckiest man alive.
I am.
So then,
McDonald's is universal. No, who doesn't like McDonald's?
Oh my God, this is supposed to be about shrinkflation, but yeah. I'm just like, is this her? Like, dumbing it down so she can be with you, or does she genuinely enjoy? There's no way she sits across from you and is like, oh, like she's wrapping her fingers around her Big Mac and like, yeah.
Well, she doesn't get the Big Mac. That's a point of contention. She gets the filet of fish. That's her favorite. She loves the fries, but the filet of fish, because I hate the fish and I don't like it in my car and feel like it smells fishy. But I do it for her because I love her, and I'd do anything for her.
Your big sacrifice is the overwhelming fry smell in your car is tainted by a tiny little bit of filet of fish.
Yeah.
That's your thing.
The fry smells in my car no matter what.
Okay.
But she pulled out her filet of fish and it looked...
I'm so sorry.
It looked like a joke. It looked like a toy sandwich. It looked so, so small. And I don't even get the filet of fish, but I could just tell by looking at it like that.
Like how does it fit in her hand?
Oh, yeah. Easy.
But in the commercial, it looks like a...
Yeah, and it used to just be big, but you can tell the buns are just getting smaller and smaller. I'm sure the filet is getting smaller and smaller.
I can't do it, man.
We were outraged.
I just like, want you to know.
It ruined our date night.
I want you to know. Like, I'm out here on the dating scene, and if you're ever out here, I want the fine women of Denver to know that if you end up with T-Hack, you can have all the filet of fish.
Yeah. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So I got a story of a really bad combination, extreme boredom, and 9 guns.
Okay. Yes. I have a story that actually it's the 10-year anniversary of.
Oh.
And so we're bringing it back.
Oh, it's a throwback story. Oh.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is out of Florida.
Let's go!
That's right. It was 10 years ago this month that...
I remember it like it was yesterday. Like it was yesterday. Okay, sorry.
Okay, there was a man in Florida. He was shoplifting.
Oh!
He was at a store and he was walking out and the police there said, excuse me, sir, looks like you have a big tool in your pants.
Ooh, oh, wow. He's packing, huh?
He said, thank you. They said, no. That's not what we're talking about. You're stealing a chainsaw.
He put a chainsaw in his pants?
In his pants, yeah. Which is He's just willing to go to great lengths, I guess. That's more determined than I would be.
Was it running?
No, it was not, thankfully. Not yet. He ran off with it, though. He got on a bike.
What?
just anything with a chain, this guy will.
How do you ride a bike with a chainsaw on your junk?
He eventually flung the chainsaw into a wooded area, which is just
as one does.
Offensive to the tree.
Come on, man.
The last thing they want. He was arrested by police because he later came back and tried to recover it. Came to the scene of the crime.
Back to the trees and said, "Did I leave my chainsaw here?" Or... Okay.
He's unwelcome in that forest, I would think.
Okay. This is really strange. Can we be done with that? My story is also about a forest.
Okay.
Which is strange, but my forest is in New Hampshire.
Mm.
A police officer was responding to a call of an abandoned vehicle. When he got out of his car to check on the abandoned vehicle, he heard gunshots.
Oh, no.
Lots and lots and lots of gunshots. So he called backup, called for every version of backup that he could possibly get.
Yeah.
They showed up in the forest. They set up a perimeter. They closed in on the individual. He was taken into custody. Apparently, he was just out target shooting at trees, but he brought 9 guns.
9?
He was shooting at a small tree.
9 guns.
And the ground around the tree.
Can you say you're practicing or shooting the ground?
I don't know.
I'm just hitting this broadside of a barn. Don't mind me.
Yes, he actually fired a few shots into a chainsaw that had been flung into the area.
Good. The trees are applauding. Get that chainsaw.
Stop shooting us. Yeah, so he's going to jail for a long time. You shouldn't shoot trees at all, and definitely don't bring 9 guns or a nuclear ordnance. Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.